overcomer, only cowards yield. And the foe they meet on the battlefield. We are blood-bought princes of the royal host, and must falter not, nor desert our post. You know, we're in a spiritual army, and the Lord needs us to be courageous, and He doesn't want us to be a coward. And I looked up the definition of a coward. A coward is a person who lacks courage, especially one who is shamefully unable to control his fears and so shrinks from danger or trouble. Lack of courage. On the other hand, courage is the attitude of facing and dealing with anything recognized as dangerous, difficult, or painful, instead of withdrawing from it, the quality of being fearless and brave, having a mind and a purpose and a spirit to have courage of one's convictions. The courage to do what one thinks is right. I was thinking, you know, it takes courage to be a Christian, especially in our world today where, you know, it's easier, I imagine, on the flesh for people to go the way of the world or go the easy resistance. You know, everyone is doing this, so they go that way. But to stand for your convictions and go against what the crowd is doing takes courage. And I want to read some scriptures tonight that might encourage us. In Daniel, the third chapter, and this is familiar, so I won't read all of it. I just want to read some of the special verses that stood out to me. The third chapter of Daniel, in the 18th verse, you know, this is about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And they stood up to the king that told them to worship that idol. And they said in the 18th verse, and he said, they said, let's read up in the 16th verse. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said, the king told them they would be thrown into this fiery furnace if they did not bow down when they heard this music and worship this idol. We know that we could not do that, could we? We could not worship an idol like that. And so they said, king, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. You know, the devil has set up many things in this world that he would like us to worship. And he's got many things that he tempts the soul. But we say in our heart, you know that we have to even carefully answer you this, devil. We will not worship you. We will not have anything to do with you. We do not want anything that you have. We want God. And that's what they were saying. And if you even decide that you're going to put us, and if it happens to us that we get put in this fiery furnace, you will still know, king, that we will not serve thy gods, and we will not worship the golden image which that you have set up. You know, it takes courage to stand up for what you believe is right, and that you stand up and say, I will not do that. When others might do it, you just say, no, I will not do that. I have convictions, and I will stand by those convictions. I will be true to God. You know, the world has many things that they do, and they think nothing of it, but God has delivered us. Like Sister Janine was testifying, God has delivered us from the world. He's delivered us from sin, and he's chosen us to be courageous and strong. He wants us to be that way. And I want us to read over here also a little bit farther about, King Daniel, and he was thrown into the lion's den. There's a little short story there I want to get, but we know that's a very familiar story, but it has a purpose in it that's very strong. That when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, and he knew the consequences, that if he was to pray, he would pray to God, and they found out about it, that he would be thrown into this lion's den, but he still had the courage to keep praying. Now, I don't know, we might not have the exact trial, but we may come into something similar where we have to stand by our convictions. And if we do come into those kind of places, the Lord has helped us to have courage to stand for what we feel is right in our soul, because the Lord has done so much for us. And I want to read the 10th verse of that 6th chapter. When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. He didn't shut the windows. He did not go hide in a closet somewhere. But he did just like he did before. He just kept the windows open, and he prayed just like he did. He had great courage to do what was right. He was serving the Lord with all of his heart. And you know, even when the king found that he had been tricked, and the 18th verse, the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments of music brought before him, and his sleep went from him. Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? The king was really sad and really distraught and really felt bad that he had even got tricked into signing that law. And that's why he was so disturbed. But he fasted and he was worried and he was concerned about Daniel. But when he came to the there at the opening there, he said, then Daniel said unto the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, but they have not hurt me. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. You know, Daniel had courage, and he knew that he was serving the Lord, and the Lord would take care of him. It wasn't really a small thing to be put in this lion's den, but these lions could have just ate him up. The lions were fierce. The lions could have really destroyed him, and he could have suffered a lot even before he died. But God did not let those lions touch him because he had courage to serve God. He had courage to do the right thing. In life, we may find ourselves in different places, perplexities and things that we don't understand. But you know what? If you will live for God and be courageous, if you will do your very best to listen to God's voice, and even if you make a mistake, if you're willing to correct that and go forward and ask God to give you courage, he will help you with that. He will help you to be an overcomer. That song said, only cowards yield when the foe they meet on the battlefield. We want to say tonight, every one of us is going to meet some foes in life. Every one of us are going to have foes in our life and things that bother us and things that trouble us. But the Lord is able to give us courage to get the victory, courage to go forward, courage to be what God wants us to be. There is nothing that can come to us in this life that can be the ruin of us if we won't let it be. We know today's Mother's Day, and I remember one thing my mother said to me as a little child many times. If I ever said the word, if Mom would tell me to do something, and I'd say, well, Mom, I just can't do that. She'd say, well, honey, there's nothing you can't do. You never could do anything, so you just don't say that. She taught me to have courage. Courage to go forward, to do what I could do. And you know, we can only do things through Christ, which strengthens us. But we can have courage, saints. We must have courage. We must muster something up inside of us. And it's not just us mustering something up, but yet our spirit has to do that too. We have to ask the Lord to give us courage, give us strength. And if we'll go forward and do that, the Lord will help us. He is ready to help us. Tonight, if you feel weak, he is wanting to strengthen you. If you feel like you are almost falling, the Lord is wanting to uphold you. If you feel like you just can't hardly take another step spiritually, the Lord wants to take a hold of you and actually help you step forward. Whatever you need tonight, God wants to give that to you. He's a God of love. He's a God of mercy. He's a God that loves us so much. He's a God that wants to help us get to heaven. You know, many times people will say that, well, the Lord, we want to go to heaven. Well, the Lord wants to help us get to heaven. He wants to do everything. But he wants us to have the spirit of courage. He doesn't want us to be a coward. It said, only cowards yield when the foe they meet on the battlefield. But we are blood-bought princes of the royal host, and must falter not nor desert our post. The enemy will come in like a flood and will try to hinder us, but it said the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. And so that's when something like that happens to you. So the devil's like a roaring lion walking about, seeking whom he may devour. The Lord is able to raise up the Spirit of the Lord will raise up a standard against him. He will cause something in you to have courage. He will give you just what you need to go forward. You know, there's many things in life that if the Lord lets me live, we haven't met yet. But we have confidence in God that he will give us courage to make it to the very end. The Lord is able to help each one of us to make it to the very end and be strong and be of good courage and be strengthened by God. I know that's a wonderful, what I just got through reading there about how that Daniel was delivered. I want to turn over to Numbers 14 and 2. There's another incident here, how God helped, you know, the Lord is always all through the Bible. He never tells people anything except to have courage and have strength and go forward. And it's always positive, you know. That's the way our God is. God is an all-knowing God, an all-wise God, an almighty God. He's not anything weak about God, but God is strong and mighty. And he says here in Numbers 14 and 2, it says, let's read the first verse. And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron. And the whole congregation said unto them, would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, or would God we had died in this wilderness. You know, this was really a problem, wasn't it? It was a problem because Moses and Aaron was trying to lead them, and they were just so unhappy and murmuring and complaining. And wherefore hath the Lord brought us into this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return unto Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt. They were thinking all wrong, weren't they? But Moses and Aaron fell on their faces before all the assembly of the congregation of the children of Israel. And Joshua the son of Nun, and Caleb the son of, exactly pronounce that word, but anyway, searched the land, rent their clothes, and they spake unto all the company of the children of Israel, saying, the land which we passed through to search it is an exceeding good land. If the Lord delight in us, then he will bring us into this land and give it to us, a land which floweth with milk and honey. See, this was all completely different thinking. They had a spirit where they were seeing this land that they needed to go forward, that this land was flowing with milk and honey, and the other people were seeing it completely different. They want to go back to this bondage in Egypt and back to those things. And they're trying to give them courage and trying to give them strength. And it says, only rebel not ye against the Lord, neither fear ye the people of the land, for they are bread for us. Their defense is departed from them, and the Lord is with us. Fear them not. And it says, but all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of the congregation before all the children of Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, how long will this people provoke me? How long will it be ere they believe me? For all the signs which I have shown among them, I will smite them with a pestilence and disinherit them, and will make of thee a greater nation and mightier than they. And Moses said unto the Lord, then the Egyptians shall hear it, for thou broughtest up this people in thy might from among them. And they will tell it to the inhabitants of this land, for they have heard that thou, Lord, art among this people, that thou art seen face to face, and that thy cloud standeth over them, and that thou goest before them by daytime in a pillar of a cloud, and a pillar of fire by night. Now if thou shalt kill all this people as one man, then the nations which have heard the fame of thee will speak, saying, because the Lord was not able to bring this people into the land which he sware unto them, therefore he has slain them in the wilderness. And now I beseech thee, let the power of my Lord be great according as thou hast spoken, saying, the Lord is long-suffering, the Lord is of great mercy, forgiving iniquity and transgression, and by no means clearing the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation. Pardon, I beseech, the iniquity of this people according unto the greatness of thy mercy, and as thou hast forgiven this people from Egypt even unto now. And the Lord said, I have pardoned according to thy word. But as truly as I live, all the earth shall be filled with the glory of the Lord, because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness and have tempted me now these 10 times and have not hearkened to my voice, surely they shall not see the land which I swear unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoked me see it. But my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and hath followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereunto he went, and his seed shall possess it. You know, he had another spirit. He had a spirit of courageousness. He had a spirit that said, no, let's go forward. I see the land with milk and honey. You know, it's sometimes that's what we need. We just need the Lord to help us not to focus in on the troubles and the problems. And the enemy does that to us in our minds, but we have to rebuke him. And we have to see the milk and honey. We have to see heaven. We have to see the prize we're after. And we have to go forward with courage. That's what the Lord wants us to do. The Lord is with us. He hasn't forsaken us. He's with us. I want to read over here in Judges 7. You know, I will. The song says, I will not fail thee now, in the blue book. And it says, what Satan tried his worst to do, my Lord was by my side, I knew. He answered prayer and took me through. He will not fail me now. We want to have courage to know that. In Judges 2:2, it says here, and ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Ye shall throw down their altars, but ye have not obeyed my voice. Why have ye done this? I'm going to see if I have the right scripture here. I want the scripture where it says that, I'm sorry, I might have wrote it down wrong. But anyway, I want the scripture where it says, they went forth and had courage. You might have to come back to that. Over here in Judges 7, I was in the wrong chapter. 7, I wanted to read how they were going forth with the war. And I read it in the second verse. It says, and the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with thee are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel vaunt themselves against me, saying, mine own hand has saved me. Now therefore go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. So 22,000 people went away that were fearful and afraid. How many times the enemy tries to get us to be fearful and afraid in life? When the Lord wants us to have courage, the Lord wants us to go forward, the Lord wants us to be faithful and be that way. So whoever was fearful and afraid, 22,000, there remained 10,000. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Bring them down unto the water, and I will try them for thee there. It shall be that of whom I say unto thee, this shall go with thee, the same shall go with thee, and of whomsoever I say unto thee, this shall not go with thee, the same shall not go. So he brought down the people into the water, unto the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, every one that lappeth of the water with his tongue, as a dog lappeth, him shalt thou set by himself. Likewise, every one that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that lapped, putting their hand to their mouth, were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. The only thing I could get from that, I was thinking, is that they bowed down and put their gun down or whatever they were fighting with. They bowed down and just got right down on their knees to get that water. But if they lapped with their hand, with one hand, they were still ready to fight. But you know, it was 300 that was left that the Lord took. And the Lord said unto Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped will I save you and deliver the Midianites into thine hand. And let all the other people go, every man, unto his place. But you know, the Lord wanted to get the glory. So he just didn't want to have a whole lot of army there. He just wanted to have the faithful that were courageous, that were strong, that would go forward. He wanted to win the battle and get all the glory. That's what God wants. He wants all the glory. He is a mighty God. It says, to God be the glory for all he hath done. For life and salvation, the gift of his Son. You know, the Lord has given us everything. He's given us every bit of righteousness that we have. If there's anything about us that's not perfect, the Lord wants to perfect that. But we realize that we make mistakes. We're human. But God wants to perfect us in holiness. And He expects us to live free from sin. And we do live free from sin. And we live righteous lives. But all our righteousness is of God. We don't earn our righteousness by doing certain things. Although those things that we do and lay aside for God, we do that for God. But it's through His blood that we're saved from sin. And He gives us desire to live a holy life and to please Him. You know, the saints are very careful about many things, more than the world or sectism. But you know, it's because Jesus talks to us. He helps us. He talks to us. And He wants us to be courageous. And He wants to get the glory. He said, those 300 people, that's who I will give. I will take that army with me. You know, I read at one time about an army, a national army that was fighting in a war, and they were going forward, but then they began to get so beaten. This is a true story. I don't have the exact army right now in my mind, but I know I read this was a very true story, and they were getting in the battle. Men were dying all around. They were just getting, so to speak, it looked like they were going to completely lose the battle. And the soldiers got so scared, and they just wanted to quit. They seen their friends just dying, falling dead, and they just got scared. And they just started saying, let's just retreat. Let's just give up. Let's run backwards. But the general came out, and he said, forward, forward. He just screamed it out. He said, we have to go forward. We have to go forward, soldiers. We got to have courage. We got to be strengthened. And it just then it seemed like the soldiers got a hold of that courage, and they went forward and they actually won the battle. But you know, it isn't a spiritual warfare. The enemy will try to beat us down. They'll try to discourage us. They'll say, look at this. Look at that. But the Lord wants to give us courage. He wants to give us that strength in us that says, I will go forward in the name of the Lord. It's not because we are so strong in ourselves, but the Holy Spirit gives us strength. The Holy Spirit gives us might. God is a mighty God. He's not a God that doesn't win battles. But God is a God that wins battles. He's a God that wins spiritual battles. He's a God that can do anything for us. Like the song says, what can He do? There's nothing God can't do. There's nothing that's too hard for God. When we come to the end of our resources, the song says, excuse me, but you know, the song says, when we come to the end of our resources, God has resources left. When we feel like my strength is going out, and the Lord can just strengthen us. Even physically, I've seen it. How you feel tired and you need strength. And the Lord just pours strength into you. And spiritually, when you feel like you've fought some battles, you know, there's a song about wounded soldiers. Lift up your head. Go forward. If you've been wounded, God is able to help you to get strength, to overcome that and go forward. You know, the Lord wants us to be like that. He wants to help us. We have to have courage to press on and go forward. What a mighty God we serve. God is a mighty God. I want to turn over here to Joshua a little bit here in Joshua. You know, the Lord, He is able to help us tonight to be whatever God wants us to be. And Joshua 1 and 3 says, every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses. He's talking here. Moses had died, and he's telling, Joshua's talking to the people, and he's telling them from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, I will nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto the fathers to give them. You know, sometimes we want to realize and remember when God is with us, that we need God, and we know that God is with us. It's going to be okay. No matter what happens to us, it's going to be all right if God is with us. It says here, I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. The song we sang tonight over there, I believe in 37, it said, I will sanctify thee. One day I was talking to Sister Taylor on the telephone, and I was saying, Lord, just give me something for her. And that song, we were prayed up to with her on the phone, and the Lord gave me that verse, I will sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. And I told her, I said, I can't remember what song that is right now, Sister Taylor, but that's for you. I will sanctify to thee thy deepest distress. Maybe one of the worst things that you think could happen to somebody, God can take care of it. I don't know how, but he's going to take care of it. I have courage in God. I have confidence in God. I'm not discouraged about it. The Lord's with us. He's going to help us out. You know, one time when something terrible happened to us and we were in that car accident, the Lord gave me a scripture on the way home and it said, you know, the same things that happened to your brethren in the world happen to you. Just because we're saints doesn't mean we're going to not get in car accidents. Just because we're Christians doesn't mean that something bad can happen to us. It doesn't mean we're unrighteous. It doesn't mean because we have a problem, there's something wrong with us. But God will sanctify it to us, our deepest distress. He'll take care of us. He's an almighty God. He's that God omnipotent. I forget what song number that is, if someone can help me with that. But he is a God all-wise, God omnipotent. Oh, praise God tonight. That's the kind of God he is. I believe that's 39. He is a God that's wise, that knows everything about us from the beginning to the end. He created us in our mother's womb. He knows everything about us. He knows our personality. He knows our weakness. He knows our strengths. He knows everything about us, saints. He knows how to get us to heaven. He knows how to sanctify to us. He knows how to help us out. Oh, the song says, he's a wise God. Song number 39, with thy ever-searching eyes, look within me, view my heart, keep me pure in every part. God of love, God of light, guide my trusting soul aright. God of wisdom, God of power, be thou with me every hour. God wants to help us get to heaven. God is going to help us. He's almighty. He's full of power. He said, be thou near me every hour. Grace and glory to me give. In thy might within me live. Give me grace, Lord. Give me glory. Give me whatever I need tonight, Lord. Give it to me. Give me the courage to go on. Give me strength. Give me power. Give me your might, Lord. Oh, praise God tonight. Because someday when this life is over, saints, we're going to win that prize. We're going to see heaven. It's not a fairy tale. It's not something we made up. It's true. As we're standing here tonight, God has a heaven for us to go to. He has angels. He has a host of them. He has so many innumerable angels. He has so much power. When we get there, we'll wonder why we ever wanted to stay here, why we didn't want to die and go on and be with the Lord. It's going to be so wonderful. Oh, but you know, this life, the devil tries to whisper to us so many things. But I'll say, praise God tonight. If we have salvation, we've got the best thing this side of heaven. We got the best thing to know God tonight. Oh, let the world have their worldly things. Let them have their worldly dress and all their entertainments and all their movies and all their trash. I don't want it. I've got Jesus. I want Jesus in my soul. I want to see heaven. Praise God tonight. That's what we want. We want heaven. We want to make it to heaven. Oh, I tell you, well, the enemy tries to have chains on us, like Sister Janine says, but when God breaks those chains, the devil can't have us no more. Oh, praise God. We're on the winning side. Praise the Lord. All the song says, He's a God so dear. He's a God that's unchanging. He's God afar, but He's yet so near. Oh, sometimes it seems like we think, oh God, where are you? You're so far away. You're up there in heaven somewhere, miles away, past the clouds, past the airplanes. Where is it anyway? You know, we have all kinds of thinking, past the moon, past the sun, past the stars. Where do you dwell, God? Seem like you're so far away, but yet He inhabits our bodies. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He is so near us, He whispers songs in the night. He tells us little things. I don't know how God does it. He's a mighty God. He gives us courage when we need it. He wants to uphold us. Oh, He's a God so great. In Thy majesty so fair, Thou art present everywhere. God of holiness divine, let Thy glory in me shine. Like Thine image, let me be pure as heaven's crystal sea. God eternal, God most high, God of truth who cannot lie. Now, this is one thing I just love about God. God can't lie. And I tell you, if He tells us something, it's true. It's true. We can count on it. We can count on it because it's true. He told us. He said, I go to prepare something for you. And if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. And I'll come and get you. And I'll take you there to that beautiful place someday. You know, it's so real. It's so real. It's so wonderful. Praise God. Oh, I think about the saints that lived here and died. Think about the saints I've known in my life. And you know that are dead and gone. But you know they're alive. They're alive with Christ. They're just as alive. They're just passed in a different veils between us. We can't see them. But they're there. They're alive with God. Oh, that's wonderful. He's eternal. God most high. God of truth who cannot lie. Bound about me, cast Thy charms. Underneath me be Thine arms. Oh, you remember wasn't it Moses that they held his hand up? He was getting so weary, wasn't it? And they had to hold up his hands. Oh, it said, underneath me be Thine arms. Do you feel like sometimes you need God to just lift up your arms, just give you a little boost, give you a little courage? We know the Lord will do that. He'll just give that what you need right when you need Him the most. Oh, praise God. Have you ever felt like you just needed God to hear your prayer? I mean, sometimes I just felt like, Lord, this prayer cannot go unanswered. I got to have help right now. I've just got to have You answer this prayer, Lord. And every time I prayed that way, He's never told me. He's answered it. I say, Lord, if You've ever answered any of my prayers, this one, I got to have You answer right now. And you know, the Lord has never failed me. Never when I pray that way. He has never failed me. I praise Him tonight. He's a wonderful God. Oh, it says, Joshua, he says in the 7th verse, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, thy servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate thereof day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written thereof for then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. It comes to my mind about a story about a minister and about the cross. And remember how the minister thought that he would let down and not preach so strong and preach less and start cutting off the cross and not doing things. And it got where he had a dream, I think it was, and I might not get it just right, but he had a dream that he had cut things out and let things off, and when he got where he had to pass from here to heaven, the cross was cut, and he laid down the cross to go over this path. He couldn't reach heaven because he let some things down. We don't want to let things down. We don't want to be fanatic, but we don't want to compromise either. We want to teach the Word of God. We want to live what? If it worked before for us and the way God has showed us and He's been with us, then we want to do those same things so God will keep being with us, because we don't want God to leave us. We want to please Him so He will be with us and His Spirit will be with us. And you know, that's why we don't want to cut the cross. We want to be what God wants us to be, so we can have enough in our life that we can gain heaven, our home. Oh, it says here, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Have not I commanded thee? Have I not commanded thee? When I was reading that, I thought, my, this is a commandment? Have not I commanded thee to be strong and of a good courage? You think about Moses. In time, he got in a strait with those people. That was a hard job for Moses, trying to lead those people. And I'm not saying anything like the saints here are wonderful people. I'm not saying that at all. I'm just saying for Moses was had a hard time there. But you know, Moses said he started crying one time. And he was trying to cry, and the Lord said, Moses, why are you crying to me? Why are you crying to me? He said, get up and tell the children of Israel to go forward. It can be like that sometimes. If we don't watch it, if we look at circumstances or anything, we can start crying to the Lord too much. It's okay sometimes to cry. I don't mean that. Sometimes he wants us to cry and shed tears. But if we're crying because we're scared, we're fearful, and we don't know what to do, but the Lord wants us to go forward. Moses, quit crying. Tell the children of Israel to go forward. And you know, the Lord was with him. The Lord opened up the Red Sea. The Lord sent water out of the rock. It didn't fail him. He gave them manna to eat. Their shoes didn't wear out. God proved miracles. They saw it during the daytime. And at night, they saw the pillar of fire and the cloud by day. They saw all those miracles, but then they still was fearful. What about us in our life? What have we seen? Are we looking at the discouraging things? What have we seen in our life? What have we seen in the saints? What have we seen in our lives? The deliverance that people have had, more than the miracles, more than divine healing, which divine healing was wonderful. And I praise God for every time he's healed me. But more than that, I've been healed from sin. I've been saved from sin. Oh, praise God. He delivered me from the chains of the devil. He set me free when I was a teenager, 18 years old. He took the chains of bondage of sin away. That's a greater miracle. Like the brother was saying up there in Tulsa when he was saying, I want the saints to pray is greater than the miracles. Oh, we're not living for the miracles, but we're living to go to heaven. No matter what the cause, we're praising God because he saved us from sin. And if he wants to heal us, that's an added blessing. But we praise him anyway. We live for him anyway. We trust him. Though the way seems dim, though we're pressed in hard places, we still love him. We still tell him how much we love him. We still give him the glory. We still praise him anyway. Oh, he's a wonderful God. He's worthy to be praised. We think about Job. He was tried. Everything was taken away from him. His children and all these things and all the things he had. And then his body got in trouble. But you know, he said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. In all this, neither would he sin or talk foolishly. Even when his wife told him to talk foolishly, he said, thou speakest as a foolish woman. Oh, he wanted to live for the Lord. He loved the Lord. That's the way he wants his saints to be. Be of courageous. Be courage. Have strength in your soul. Go forward. God hasn't forsook you. God is with you. God's going to help you. He said, this is the commandment that I give thee. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong. Be strong. In our flesh, sometimes we might not feel very strong, but we can't go by feelings. Sometimes we might not feel strong at all, but you know, his Holy Spirit is strong. His blood is strong. All we have to do is lean on that. Lean on God. God is strong. Oh, he's a mighty God. Lord, say, Lord, just lift me up. Lift me up with your omnipotent hand. Just give me that strength I need. Give me that press I need to go forward for you. Oh, you know, I just think about some of the gifts in the church. We have people that have gifts of singing. no doubt maybe sometimes you may feel like, well, I missed that note or didn't do just right. But you know, the Lord wants to encourage you. He wants to strengthen you. He wants to anoint you. He wants you to be blessed. Whatever gift you have, God wants to help you to fulfill that need in the church. God has many gifts in the church, but God's Holy Spirit is the one that gives all the gifts, gives all the anointing. His Holy Spirit is what we need, saints. We need the Lord. We need God. God says, be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. We don't have to worry about the future. The enemy may paint dark pictures for us for the future, but we can trust God. We know God's not going to forsake us. God's going to be with us. We were talking earlier. Jerry and I was with somebody after service this morning talking about death, you know, and we can worry. We can think about that, wonder how we're going to die, what we're going to have to go through. You know, the enemy just wants to bring all kinds of dark pictures to us. But I know that God is a powerful God. He will not forsake you. He will not. He'll be with you. He's going to help you out in that time. I believe it. Praise God. He's going to help you. It's not going to be as hard as you think. The Lord is going to sweeten it. He's going to be right there. Just think what it would be like to just see Jesus, to actually see what you've talked about. Actually see into the portals of heaven. Have your eyes lit up and actually see what you've been talking about, what you've been having faith about. It says, my faith will be lost inside. One day when this life is over, when our last breath is gone and we can't breathe no more, no more air will come in those lungs, the heart will stop beating. When that life has to leave, we're going to see what we have been singing about. My faith will be lost in sight. Praise God. What is discouraging about that? There's nothing discouraging about that. Let us live every day and do the best we can, and God will help us. He will be with us. Oh, it says, round about me cast thy charms. Underneath me be thine arms. Charm is a pretty word, charm. But you know, God, he's got charms. He's got beauty. He's got wonderful things about him that he just wants to cast upon us. Charms. He's a God of love. Guide my trusting soul aright. God of wisdom, God of power, be thou with me every hour. You think that we just don't need the Lord? We need the Lord just once in a while? No, we need the Lord every hour. There's been times that the Lord has warned me, driving, to slow down. And I didn't know what was wrong. It'll slow down. And the Lord protected me from a terrible wreck. You know, the Lord knows how to take care of us every hour. We don't need to, you know, I remember some of the old time saints used to say they would get down and pray before they got in those cars. You know, maybe years ago the car was a new thing to some of the saints. You know, we kind of got used to this, traveling this way. But you know, they would get down and pray before they got in those cars. It was a kind of probably a fearful thing to the people when the cars first came out, to get in these vehicles and go so fast. But you know, the Lord protected them and helped them. Do we pray enough? I don't know. We want to pray more and ask the Lord to help us. But be strong and be of good courage. I want to read a couple more, Lord willing. I have three more, Lord willing. We have to have courage when we have to wait. You know, we have to wait. I know that the Lord can help us in those waiting times. Waiting for God to answer our prayers. You know, whatever it is, it just seems like sometimes we wait for quite a while. The Lord is able to help us in those times that we're waiting on the Lord. In Psalms 27 and 13 it says, I had fainted, or I had got down, or whatever you might say, spiritually. I might have fainted, or I might got weak, or I might have lost courage, or I might have got a little not so strong, unless I had believed, to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You know, the Lord is, and we talk about heaven and all the blessings we're going to get over there, but God wants to bless us right now, right in the land of the living. And not only does he want to, he has. He has answered our prayers. And he has blessed us. And he has worked things out. I would have fainted or I would have got down unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Did you ever just feel like that you just want the Lord to strengthen your heart? The Lord is able to strengthen your heart. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I want to wait on the Lord, and the Lord is able to help us. Isn't it wonderful sometimes when you prayed about something and it took a long time, and then when it got answered, you thought, see, the Lord was working all that time. I was waiting, and I didn't understand everything, but now I understand, and now I see that the Lord answered my prayers. But I had to wait a while, and I had to trust him, and I had to have courage. Isaiah 41:6 says, they helped everyone his neighbor, and everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. So the carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, and he that smoothed with the hammer, him that smote with the anvil, saying, it is ready for the soldering. And he fastened it with nails, that it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth, and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee, and I have not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. That's an encouraging scripture, isn't it? We could read that to ourselves. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. You know, to be dismayed would be disheartening, discouraged. For I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. I remember one time, if you permit me to tell this as a testimony, just a little bit about it, but one morning at Monarch before, this was years ago, I had some many trials, and then I got something on me, and someone told me to use gasoline. I tried to get gasoline on myself, and I was getting gasoline on myself. It was burning me, and so many trials before the morning service. And I tell you, if I had any way, if I was going by feelings, I wouldn't have went to service. If I was going by the way I felt, I wasn't really full of a lot of courage. I didn't think. I was hurting with this gasoline and all these problems I had that morning. But I wanted to go to service. I wanted to be with the saints. Do you know that's one of the greatest blessings, one of the blessings I think of, how the Lord came down and blessed my soul in that service. Sometimes when the worst things happen to us, don't be surprised that the Lord will turn it around, and it can be a great blessing sometimes. One other time I remember going to Pulpa, and I can't remember, you know, anything special I was going through or a problem or you know, I'm sure I needed some encouragement. I feel like the saints always need encouragement. There's nothing wrong with encouragement. But I went into the singing. They had a special singing. And I was sitting there, and they started singing specials. And I remember just sitting there, and it touched my soul. It touched my heart. And I started crying. And I was trying not to cry because I was getting a little bit embarrassed because I could not quit weeping. And I sat through the whole service, and I don't know that there was something wrong. It was just I was getting so blessed spiritually, and the Lord was blessing me right there in that seat. And all I could just sit there and cry and cry and cry. And I tried to wipe the tears. I tried to quit crying because I knew the saints would be looking at me. And I wanted to quit crying, but I'd wipe the tears, and here they come again. And the Lord just poured out a spiritual blessing on me. The songs fed my soul. The Lord strengthened me. He gave me courage. He gave me strength. Like I said, I don't know what I needed, but he knew I needed something. He gave me the blessing I needed. And the tears flowed. Oh, he's a great God, saints. He's a wonderful God. And the Lord willing, the last scripture I wanted to read, over here in Revelation, it says here, the third chapter of Revelation, he wants you to overcome. He wants us to overcome. It says, behold, in the 11th verse, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God. You know, saints, that's why it's so important for us not to lose hope, not to ever lose courage, don't listen to the enemy, because that will help us to overcome, to have courage in our souls, to tell to ourselves. There's a song that says, permit me to say this, it was years ago, I heard it on the radio. But I like the song because I took it as a spiritual thinking, you know. But it says, I don't have the exact words, but when things go wrong in your life, it says a hero comes along inside and with the strength to carry on. And, you know, that's what the Lord wants to give us. He wants to give us that courage and that spiritual hero. Not that we're a hero in ourselves. I don't mean that. But a spiritual hero, when it feels like you just can't go on, he wants to give you that strength to carry on, to be what the Lord wants you to be. So pray for me.